MilliganTown.org.
This is Brian Panicelli with your Milligan Town Daily. This week we are looking at God's work versus man's work. I have relayed to you so far that our vocation is not merely man's work, but it is God's work. He calls us to many kinds of employment. Adam was called to be a farmer and a gardener. Paul was a tent maker. We should see our work as a blessing from God and a way in which to serve Him. Today, we see that God's work is whatever work He gives us to do, whether eating and drinking or using some gift or skill He has endowed us with. We will begin by remembering the great commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. We do this in our obedience and thanksgiving to Him. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." The Holy Spirit tells us in these two passages through Paul that whatever we do it for God's glory. The point is, we cannot give God less than our best. He commands us to do everything for His glory. He is our Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer, and we owe Him. He has gifts to use for His glory. This means we use them. When we use them, we are doing His work. We are showing our love for Him in our obedience. That's what John says in chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will do what I command. We are serving Him with thankfulness. It does not matter if we do this work at church or at the office or even at home. We are serving Him and doing His work. So there really is no distinction between God's work and man's work. For Milligan Town Theological Society, this is Brian Panicelli.